וידבר השם אל מוישה ואל אהרן לאמר זוהי חוקה סתויר דבר בני ישראל ויקחו אליך פור האדום חזר דרשן, זוהי זכוק הסתוירו דנו מישראל דנו יחזוי סתוירו, אודום קיומוס באויר So the shot is, why the Torah starts זוהי זכוק הסתוירו זוהי זכוק Por Adumah is a chukah. We'll explain it in a second. Why Por Adumah is called a choik? Why Por Adumah is called a choik? But why it starts to say Zois chukah satoy? Understand? Por Adumah is a choik. We will have to understand why. But why it's introduced like Zois chukah satoy? Por Adumah is a choik. Taka shver mitzvah. We don't understand it. We'll explain it in a second. But why it's introduced like Zois Chukas HaToyro? Like this is the Chuk of the Toyro? So I saw it's brought down that why a Yid is Metame and a Goy is not Metame. Chazal say, Odom ki yomus be'oyer, Atem kruim Odom, ben umus ha'oylom kruim Odom. They bring down a moshel, it was two dishes. One was full with honey, one was full with garbage. And they broke. The one with the honey, all the flies came. The one with the garbage, also some bugs came to have a good time in the garbage, yeah? But if you take, you go outside, you see the green garbages, yeah, you have some flies and some cats, yeah? But take a piece of wood and cover it with honey. And the second, all the flies will come. While the Yid is in a higher madrege, the chitzoinim stick onto him when he dies. This is the reason the Torah, when she starts the parasha of Por Aduma, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Val Klal Yisrael have Toyro, but Mele they have Tuma. So, maybe before we start, a little bit to explain. Chazal says, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Poro Adumo is called a Choyk. A Choyk that we don't understand, it's called a Choyk. The question is, Rashi brings down, in the beginning, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Lefi Shasotin, מה מצדו וטעם יש בו לפיך כוסף גזירו חוקו גזירו או אדום הזה גזירו אדן חזל תלוס בפרשו פור אדומו רשי בינס דאון פור אדומו אדן רשי זה פוסק חוב בייס when he goes back ומדרש הגודל התקתי מיסוידו של רב מיישה הדרשין מושל לבן שפחו שתינר פרטין של מלך טובוי אימוי ותנק את צוי אז בנו כך טובוי הפורו ותחפר על העגל אדומו על שם שהדימו כתלו so פורו אדומו איזה חויק או עצמא לא חויק הוא לא עצמא חויק זו יזכוק עשה תוירו And then we have a pshat. Tovoy aim techaper avoyin bno. Not only that, if you see the yoytzrus, I'm sure all of you say yoytzrus, the barjas poro. I will read a couple lines from the yoytzrus. It starts like this: Kol ha'omur bo choyk. אין להרר ולא ימר על מה נחקיקו. Don't ask why. שכך ניתנו. חוץ מתי מפורו שאין להמי. חזר עושה, אמרתי איך קומו וירחויקו ממני שלמי המלך. אמרתי איך קומו, I thought I will be smart and I will know. וירחויקו, I don't know, פור האדום, I don't know. אמרתי איך קומו וירחויקו ממני, זה פור האדום. and he starts. Hem imiru kvoidoi beben poro, they took the egel. Tovo imoi kapor. Hem edimu boiponim, averis are red. We know in Beis Hamikdash, right? When they send the soir, they took a red line. Tovo imoi shehi adumo, vetechaper tzach v'odem ponim. They became balimumim that they didn't have with the zohar. Tovoy aim she'ein b'mum. Hem porku oil. Tovoy aim she'lo yolo le oil. Moshe Rabbeinu took the eagle and burned it. We'll take the pork and we'll burn it. Moshe took it to powder and he gave them to drink it in the water. We will put the eifel pork in the water. I can carry on the whole Yitzchus, but you know, one of the reasons that people don't say it is too long, yeah? So I don't understand. It's a choik? I'll tell you, you have another mitzvah you could explain to me so nicely like I explained this mitzvah? Like a glove? Tzitzis? We're busy arguing the trailers yet, yeah? Mezuzah? Shmir al adai, sahib? Sok de beis aleif. The chefzer of the Chetah Egel was Klal Yisrael were not bad people. They did not want to do bad. Zeho ish Moshe lo yodanu meho yoloi. We don't know. Now, they knew Hashem is very high. They once I went to Rav Shneiman. It was a youth in America that they put him in jail. Sometimes they arrest from people. They arrested a from person. So they put him in jail. So I went to Shteyman. That person offered you a lot of tzedakah, but Shteyman will promise that he will be out. Speaking a lot of numbers, yeah, over 6 numbers, yeah. So I was the shliach of Shteyman to make the deal that person could help all the yeshivas. He never gave money to yeshivas, that person. And I told him, listen, I'll go to Rav Shteyman, but you have to promise you'll give money to a lot of yeshivas. Doesn't make a difference what. I said, I will just give it out. You tell me where to give it out. I said, before I go to Rav Shteyman, I needed to give a down payment anyways. Right? He gave a few hundred thousand dollars, a down payment to yeshivas, even if it doesn't work. Then we got 100. Yeah? And I went to Rav Shteyman. And I came to Rav Shteyman and I asked that he would promise him that to be tzaddik gozel, that he would not sit in jail. So first Rav Shteyman said, if a guy played with the government, he has to sit. You're not allowed to play with the government, it's a chilul Hashem. It was very sharp. Rav Shteyman was very sharp. Yeah, the guy did something wrong. That's not again what's happening now. But the guy did something wrong. But that was a stam, a Musaf Madam Gun. And he says, guy, stam, people, Alilis. The guy plays monkey business. It's not the way, it's not. We have to be straight. Shteyman was Mamish. Was worth just that Musaf that I got that he was yelling at the guy. But then I thought, okay, he's promised he will not do it again. Okay, now, a brach, it's done. So he told me, well, you think I'm a friend of Hashem? I tell Hashem what to do. Some people they feel their chutzpah. Yeah. Hashem, you know, I have a deal. What are you doing out here? You know who is Hashem? You know who is me? I'm not a chutzpah. I'm not going to do that. I said, you can help some of the yeshivas or shiva. I said, chutzpah klap ishmael? People feel, yeah, you'll have kids in 2 years. Like, Hashem, I'm telling you what to do. Yeah, who are you? Who are you? He spoke shofar just because it's recorded. I'm saying it soft. Yeah, but the Doira Midbol understood Hashem is very high. They felt they need someone in between them and Hashem, and this is the reason the eagle came. This is what the Besalevi explains. It came from a right place. What was wrong about it? Hashem said, "Kol pesel velo." In our religion, Jewish religion, is nothing in between us and Hashem. We could turn over to Him straight. This is the Kach Abayit. Ki le'ro'isa kol pesel v'chol t'muno b'yoyim diber Hashem imoichem ponim and ponim diber imcho Hashem. Hashem wants us. So the Chetzer the Chet HaEgel, said the Misalevi, was Megimacht Cheshbeis. The Kapora and the Egel is we listen to Hashem without understanding. He gave us a Pora Aduma that doesn't make sense. Zog the Misalevi, what do you mean doesn't make sense? How it's mitames at the hoirim and mitares at main is no logic, even in Olam HaKabbalah. We can't understand how it works. Shlomo understood everything how it works. He knew how the lulav stops the bad winds. He knew how the hamantash gives you the money. He knew how everything works. He knew. But this didn't make sense. But after that, it doesn't make sense. Everything is like a glove. The red for the red, the cow for the mother. That, yes. The picture is that we'll understand that this is coming to Mechapel. The choik is we do because Hashem told us to do, not because our cheshbonos. I want to follow this vote. So, man, this is the answer. It's a choik. When Dov Shulam Melech says, "Amalti v'echkomo," I couldn't understand the logic how it works. Why it's given? For Chet HaEgel. And it will be very similar, very parallel. It's mamish completely. Everything will be in Keneged. I saw a beautiful vault for a blade box. Written by the Mashgiach, the lights over. Good job. It says in our week's parsha, hopefully we'll get it later, that Moshe Rabbeinu has to talk to the stone. He hits the stone. Why the water doesn't come out? He's scared of Chilul Hashem. He hits. Chazal tov, zog the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yan, Hashem me'anto la'akdisheni al mei meriva. You will not be zoicha. Yan ki lo yamanto la'akdisheni lochim lo yisovim. על הקדישני שאילו דיברתם על הסלו יסמיקה של רעיד זו טיינה את מוישה רבי פרק יבלי בקס it says in חמש מויס פרק וו פסוק א' מוישה רבינו comes back and he tells the ריבינו שלו אלוהו ומאוז בואי לדבר אל פרו ירוי סולום הזה והצל לא יצא אותו השם tells him don't worry עד לא תראה אשר עשה לפרו זוג בספונו עד לא תראה אשר עשה לפרו ולא תראה מה שעשה לשיב המלוכי you complain Moshe I will show you how power will be win But you will not see they going into Eretz Yisrael. So here we have the kasha. All of us know that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, Yana Shemeante Lagdisheni Al Meimeriva, you hit the stone, you hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. And here in Perek Vov, Pasuk Be Aleph, Meos Boy Ledaber Yeparo Areoiso, Ato Tira Asher Eser Leparoi, Asher Eser Leparoi. ולא יעשו למלך לשים המלוכי פרק ובלי בקס what was the chet? מי מריבו או פאורי? this is a beautiful, beautiful vault from a blade box it's not famous, but it's so beautiful what was the chet of Moshe? Hashem sent him to talk to Paul let my people go Paul says no Not only that, he starts to make trouble. He runs Hashem. What Hashem called? Wait. It's gonna be okay. Yeah. Moshe, why are you complaining? I told you to talk to power. You did it. Be happy. It's my job now. If I'm listening or not. Moshe goes to talk to the rock. The water doesn't come out. Moshe is scared. Chil Hashem. He starts to hit. If he could, he would hit power also. He was scared to hit power. Yeah. He talked to power. It didn't work. And he talked to the rock. And it didn't work. Power, he was scared to hit, so he went back to Hashem and said, Hashem, it doesn't work. It's the same chet. When you have a job to do a mitzvah, your job is not to success. your job is to do. In Yiddish we say, Sutan, nicht zu uftan. This is your job. That was the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bedakis. So it's not two different chatoim, it's the same chet. If Moshe would feel, I did Tzivoy Hashem, yes going out, not going out. In our life, a lot of times, we have in our generation this nisayon. A guy, for his reasons, decides to stay and learn. He asks a shayla, they tell him to stay and learn. He learns for 20 years. I'm not speaking of a guy that learns 20 years, he stays, and he's speaking of a guy that learns 20 years, yeah? Then he asks a shayla to stay, and he has to learn 20 years, yeah? And he doesn't have panasa, he doesn't have nothing. His friend that went back is living in a palace where they have 5 floors. Everything is going for him. The guy is driving, you know, 4 jeeps. This guy here is going with a Ravka via the bus. And he turns to Hashem, Lama Ha'isa. He goes, I listen to you, look, I fail. It was the right thing to do. Your job is not the success. The job is to listen to Hashem. This is our Moshe Rabbeinu's Nisoyim. Moshe is sent to talk to Paroi. Hashem has his cheshbon. It took a while. Moshe couldn't understand it. Lama Ha'isa. She said, don't worry, you will see that, but this is it. Hashem was meramis to him. You will fall in the same thing later. I will tell you to talk to the rock. You will hit. I ask you. I told you to talk to the rock, it could be water. The water doesn't come out. Akasha. Pali doesn't let them out. Akasha. Again, you're allowed to go to Hashem to daven again. But not to come with a question. When Moshe questioned Hashem, why you did it bad? Why? Lama ze shlachtoni? It's the same chet of Blei Bax, such a beautiful word. He says, a maisa from the Chofetz Chaim, Blei Bax. They wanted to add Limud Echol in the yeshiva, and I don't remember Valosh, I'm not going to where exactly it was to add. And the Chofetz Chaim was against it. One of the saddest places that he didn't want that they would change the learning. They told him that they would think if they will not add these kind of studies and these kind of yeshivas, they will close the yeshivas because no kids will come to learn in the yeshivas. You know what the Chofetz Chaim said? If yeshivas are closed or not, it's Hashem's business. I do what he told me. If my Ashkenaz, again, for sure, sometimes for Kiruv you have to stretch out, modern people you have to stretch out. I'm leaving to the Gedolim to decide when yes and when not. But we're taking the Yosef from the Chofetz Chaim. My job is not to run the yeshivas. My job is, I remember when I was a bachur in Panovich, was an organization. They were starting to do Kiruv in Russia. I think they didn't have all over the world, but then they were doing Kiruv in Russia, that organization. And I think in every city in the world you could find them. But then they were in Russia. And one of the ways that they wanted to do Kiruv was they made like a huge convention. Mamish when Russia was starting to open, and they had like Mamish bars, it was a matzah, dancing and that. And after that, slowly, slowly, people registered to a seminar like this. But the first couple of days was like Mamish, like a matzah. They had mixed dancing. Came to ask of Shach. Shach said, you can't do it with mixed dancing. So Rav Shach, without that, no one will come. These people, they don't have a different Zohar Mekeh, they don't have Kamina. They don't have it. In that day, Mamish, the Kamina was nothing. Everyone was a piece. It was a number. The Kamina was Mamish. It was Mamish numbers. It was no different. Zohar Mekeh, Jew, big, small, kid. This was the whole Chesed of the Kamina in that day. Told Rav Shach, but in 3 years, from these 5,000 people, you'll have 500 in Gilead and 500 ladies lighting Shabbos candles. If we don't do that, these people will be nothing. Rav Shach said Hashem doesn't need help, he manages on his own. Now again, some Rabbonim will hold different in Kiruv, so they're allowed to. It's not the point what I'm trying to explain. Rav Shach said, if I hold al pi aloche to make a pub to people to dance mix is also al pi aloche, don't tell me but what will come out. Zogde Mesalevi, this was Chet HaEgel. Hashem said not to do Pesach Tmuna. As a clear tzivui, Leisase lecho kol Pesach v'chol Tmuna. I don't want it. They understood, and that's time. The eagle came out and he said, Ele lekecho Yisrael. They did it with Sheamus. It was not a baby ma'aser. Aaron HaKohen threw it into the fire. It was not nothing. It's not smart people who took a little piece of metal. The eagle was going and saying, "Adonai Hashem Elokecha." But the kavone was right, but the ma'aser was wrong. What is the ma'aser wrong? So the way to fix it was the Parah Aduma that Sabol Shein Avot in the Kliyoko. I cannot say it over. What is Tovah Aim with the Chapur Tzoyas Bno? He says that it says in before the Chet HaEgel, you know, no one will die. After the Chet HaEgel, Hashem told him, "Leave your Edyo, Hoser Edyo Me'alecho." But they got a kind of levush that they would never die. So when a person becomes Tomeh, it's because he did Chet HaEgel. Because if we were not at Chet HaEgel, we would never die. We would never be Tumas Meis. So this is Tovah Aim with the Chapur Tzoyas Bno. The Tumas Meis is the Chet HaEgel. So the Parah Aduma really is coming to clean any Tumah that comes. It's really fixing the Chet HaEgel. It's beautiful above the Kliyot. Come again, the Pasuk is Mamshich. Adam ki yomus b'oyel. There is a Torah, Adam ki yomus b'oyel. En divre Torah miskai mim elo b'mi shemei misatz me'oleo. There is a Gemara. There is a Torah, Adam ki yomus b'oyel. There is a beautiful verse from the Moshe Sternbuch. It says, Adam ki yomus b'oyel. When you do a Levaya, will you take the person? The basic level. It's called the house. It says a person has to die to feel, not only to be Mesirus Nefesh for Torah, he has to feel that this world is an oil, is something alive. When he dies, they will take him to basic level. There is the real place. If a person will realize that this is an alive, no, the Nazmanim. It's coming another 10 weeks, Berach. It's been Asmanim. 9 weeks. Let me show you. It's been Asmanim. So some people go to trips. Some go international. Some go closer. So most young guys, even if they could afford a nice trip, but the airlines that you go to these places are quite schwach. Not going in a fancy plane for sure, not business, not first. Yeah? So why are you doing it? Because you want to be in Europe, you want to be in a nice place. So you pay for a schwache flight because you want to be there. If a person would realize that this world is the way to get to Olam Haba, so forget about what I have here, I want to get to Olam Haba. So I take the airline that gets me there, right? Even if it's a cheap airline. Guy goes with a boat, he goes with a bus, he organizes himself. He wants to be in a place where he could enjoy. Person is so busy forgetting that this is the journey, this is the way to get to Olam Haba. So forget about the Gashmias. Forget about the Gashmias. Make sure you have enough food, you have enough Torah, enough mitzvahs. Adam ki yomus be'oyel, remember it's a oyel. A lot of times, Bochim asks, "Kash, I'm learning so much and I don't see I become a Talmid Chacham." And everyone on his level, Bochur, Yaman, on the bus, Chazal say a secret. Ein divretei miskaimim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmoyo. A guy could learn two Sdorim and he's not a meimis. He likes to learn, it's going good. Friday, Shabbos, he has all of his vacations like he needs. He does his Nafayomi with a coffee special espresso machine. He learns good, it's enjoyable. That he never gave up a trip. Chosh Babos, he pays that Charusa to go with him on the trip. I'm not taking away from it, it's very Chosh, but he was never mainis. He never gave up for Torah. A Bachar could learn, but he was never mainis. He never stayed till 1 o'clock by night in the Spedosh to learn once the Chapasugya. He never tried. He never was mainis. Chazal say, Ein divrei teira miskaimi. Ein elo b'misha mei misatzmi. Person could wonder sometimes why I'm not growing, why it's not happening. You were never a mainis. You tried a lot, you're a nice guy, but you're not a mainis. It's very scary. I see guys 30, 40 years old, they came over to me, we're learning so many years in yeshiva, we don't see that jump. I'm not saying they didn't give up a lot. I'm a mainis. The fact that I'm here now in America, I'm already a mavis. I'm not so sure. So maybe it's sick, not mavis. Mavis means a guy says, no, I'm staying tonight till 12 o'clock. There's no showers, I won't go till 12 o'clock. Nothing will happen. I have a good friend, Shalom Zohar. My wife will also let me to come home 12 o'clock. I will explain to her. I have a Shalom Zohar. I'm sure. When I buy a rubber, I'm sure. I have a Shalom Zohar tonight. Hard for me to take off my shoes, put them, my feet in water. Someone that did it once. Not asking to do it every night like the Gdolim. Some of the Gdolim room with a candle in the hand, and when they fall asleep, they will burn them. Whenever you did once, you had once tried to put your feet in water and not to fall asleep for learning? Once? Tried once? No chance. Else you try it once, I'll buy your back if you need. Try tonight. You're tired? But one time, once. This is the answer. Guys don't have one that why don't see that slogan? So we have Baruch Hashem Ribui Toiro. I want to explain. Adding priorities in life doesn't call names. Yeah, I'm tired. I think it's very important to do 4 hours a day to learn. Choshev Balabas. Very choshev, but he was not Mavis yet. Mavis is one day he has a headache, he can't. But he's forcing himself today. That is a Mavis. And I'm saying it's in every level. So you can mind if you're a Balabas. Everyone knows there's a Mavis and there's not a Mavis. Chofetz Chaim would say, Alamol, Eino Vatei Miskayim Elamisha Mavis. He said, if you tell someone you're dying tomorrow, right, he is about to go to a trip somewhere, you die, cancel the trip, I'm dying tomorrow, let me to do a little bit of to work it out. Person is dying. Every day feel you die. Now, my son had a bar mitzvah in Cheder, so it was the Rebbe there trying to explain to the kids, what is Eim Nivateim, Skyming, Elo Misha Meimi, Saatzmoy. So he explained to the kids a beautiful mashal. So it was a guy that was walking. He had to diet, so he had to walk every day for 2 hours. One day he was walking, it was really very late, and he was really outside the city, and he saw he would come home too late. So he took a shortcut from the Beis HaKvolos. The Beis HaKvolos was like a ready caver that was dug. Mamish, good job. The walk was dark. He slipped in. Kids, he tried to get out. The guy did a good job. There was no way to climb out. Screaming for half an hour. He's like, it's night, there's no chance. He'll go to sleep. Hopefully tomorrow someone will die and someone will come to Beis HaKvolos and we'll take him out. Okay, he's sitting there thinking. He hears steps. He says, oh, someone's coming. He will yell. Before he manages to yell, the guy falls in also. The guy starts to scream, tries to get out. So he says, you know what, I will stand at the side and we'll see what that guy does. The guy's screaming, trying. It's a half an hour, that guy gives up. He says, okay, I'll wait till tomorrow, you know, maybe someone will die. They'll come to save me. So the first guy says, okay, now, when are we here? How about both of us? I'll go over to him. I'll tell him to make me like a ladder, you know, you do with the hands. I was here first. I will climb and I will go to call someone to help. He gets up from his corner, he touches that guy, the guy gives such a scream, he jumps out, he disappears. I mean, when a guy feels a threat of death, he gets out of the hole as well. When a guy will feel divoteya, how the Gemara says, Asnil Biknaz said, Imato noisen li vim lav ani hoylech b'nasei seishol. Hashem only opened my head that I could learn, or take me, I can't live without her. Then you might sleep. And divoteya miskayim imelo b'mi shenei misatzmer olel. and a person will feel. I saw the Bon Avnei Kafachayim, a beautiful vault. It says that Dovah ben Nesima, you know, Kibudav, and he didn't want to wake up his father. He didn't want to wake up his father. He wanted to offer a lot of money. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashon HaAcheres paid him, and he had a poor Aduma. Chacham Yisrael came to buy it, and he says, I will pay the same amount of money that Chazal offered him, to the same money that he lost for the kibbutz. So the Ben Ish Chai says a beautiful word. He says, it was such a kitug and klal Yisrael. Look what a guy does for kibbutz. Didn't wake up his father. How we could metaken it? Hashem said, I will show that the Jewish people will pay the same amount of money for a mitzvah that doesn't make sense. For kibbutz it makes sense. It's a mitzvah sichus. But for Pora Aduma, so the way to Mechapa was that Klal Yisrael for Pora Aduma were masking, even though this is the Klal, this is the Yochid, but the Klal Yisrael were masking to pay that amount of money. The Pasuk is Mamshech. Veloyhoyo Maim Loido Lishtes. Vayore Vahomi Moshe. וידבר הכחס אמרתם בהקל אסרעידו עטו והר אנוכיחו ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם ונוסן מימוב ויוצאיסו להם מים מן הסלע והשקיסו אסרעידו והסבירו ויגחס אמרתם בפני השם כאשר ציבו ויקל שימו לו אבוירים ויורם מוישה סיודי ויחס הסלע במתי ופעמיים וייצו מים רבים. A very shmerer chazal. The ma'ase is a question b'pshat. Kaches amate, take your stick. Hakel eseidu ato ve'ari nochicho. Ve'dibartem el asela le'ineyem. Ve'nosan meimo. Ve'yitzeiso lohem mayim min asela. ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם ונוסן מימו. The dikduk is not the right dikduk. Had to be written down. ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם שייתם מימו. What is ודיברתם אל הסלע? To tell the cellar what? What Moshe had to tell the cellar? What he had to tell the cellar? Please give what he told me. Please give water or without please. What do you open Perek Chof Posuk Ches? Kaches Amate, Hakel Esaido Ato Vari, Vidibartem El Asela Leineim Venosan Meimo. So you could read it, Vidibartem El Asela Venosan Meimo, and tell him to give water. So, but then the words will have to be Veyiten Mai. So it's Masha Vidibartem El Asela Leineim. And I'm telling you, Venosan Meimo, he will give water. So all the Mefoshim want to know what is the Pshat. It's brought down in the Medrash. Yalkut Shimoni B'Shem HaPsikta. ודיברתם אל הסלע שני אולוב פרק אחד ואומויצי מים אל הסלע. I want to read the לשון הילקוט. ודיברתם אל הסלע והקיסם לו נמה. והקיסו, אבל עכשיו ודיברתם אל הסלע שני אולוב פרק אחד ואומויצי מים מן הסלע. זוג בספר מים תוהירים ודבר בני מי נפתויח. חזל took out the פוסוק מדי פשוטוי because they had a קשה. What is ודיברתם אל הסלע? Not only that. וידבר השם אל מוישה. Go back to the פוסוק. וידבר השם אל מוישה. כחס אמרתם והאקלס עידו עטו והאוי נוכיחו. ודיברתם. Why not ודיברתו? Later it says, "Vehitzeisa lohem mayim min hasela vehishkisa." And Moshe does the whole time. So Chazal learned, you have to speak and learn. I know it sounds not kipshutoi, but we know it's brought down in the Gemara and Shabbos. It's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and the Eliyahu Rabbi Perek Yud Beis. בזמן שישראל לא יסרים מצוינו של מוקר, מו ישראל במהר, הבאר ממהרס. ובזמן שאין עושים רצוינו של מוקרים, או יסו הבאר מאחרס כשור שעתיים, עד שיוצאו נאורים קטנים, של איכות, ובהבל פיהם של תוירוסון ותמלך החומים, ואוים רים עלי באר. ותמלך החומים, מוטל עלי באר, חזר סי, זה דרוש עלי באר, ענו לא, חופרו הסורים, עלי באר, חזר גמור דר של נדורים, it's going along the Torah, חופרו הסורים, זה מוישה והארוים. So, the Yalkut Shimoni learns that Moshe Rabbeinu had to speak and learning to Aaron, and water would come out of the cellar. Zogdim Menaftoyach. So the Oymek of Chet Meriva was Klal Yisrael had to see that the world is Meshubed L'Toyim. And this was the Oymek of the Chet. Hashem did not want again Moshe to do a Moifes. Moshe, the Shliach of Hashem, hits. Was to show them that after Kabbalah Satoyro, the Toyro has the Koyach to change the world. Everyone knows, the Chayv Alojner speaks it out. Moshe Rabbeinu did Kriyas Yamsuf. Pinchas ben Yair is going with a goy and a guy that has chitim, and he can't pass the river. Pinchas ben Yair tells him, "Be'er, be'er, I'm about to do pinyan shvuim," and she splits. She closes back. There's a yid here that is going to do matzahs. She splits. Kach oisim leben levayo, and she splits for the third time. Moshe Kriyas Yamsuf is major. How the Pinchas ben Yair doesn't Kriyas Yamsuf? Zogim Chaim Aloshina, this was before Kabbalah Satoiro. After Kabbalah Satoiro, the Teva is Meshubah Leloim Deha Toiro. Moshe had to really Mechanech Klal Yisrael, there's the Yalkut Shemoini, if the Koyach of Toiro. He missed it. And that was the Oymek Achet, that if Klal Yisrael would see what the world is Meshubah to Toiro, the Mele would be a different thing. Now, as a shtickle lehore, he answers, this follows us to the next question. The first time Hashem told Moshe to hit the tzelah, right? In the parsha in the beginning, in Shmois, Moshe hits, Nechi Nitzim Lecho Alatzu, and Moshe hits. This is one of the reasons Moshe taught him. Then I have to hit. He told me here, I also have to hit. It tells us it was before Kabbalah Satoiro. It was after Kabbalah Satoiro. The Mishnah Chochmah says more from that. It says Vayetzu Mayim Rabbi. Hashem didn't say Vayetzu Mayim Rabbi. He says it will come Koyach Toiro, will be Oichli Me'at Umisborich B'Me'ayim, because it was a Chet. So maybe you had to have Mayim Rabbi. The Welt has a kasha. I want to ask you a kasha. Maybe you'll ask it all over where you go to eat in Shabbos. We say in Tfilas Geshem, Zchor Moshui Beteivas Goyme Alase Lahach Vayetzu Mayim. Right? Tfilas Geshem. Say Tfilas Geshem. Zchor Moshui Beteivas Goyme Moshe Alase Lahach Vayetzu Mayim. Rishanis. And the Tana Emunim is before we take already the Rishanis in our hands. Lema'a Nemon Bais, Moshe Rabbeinu, Maspik Le'am Mayim, Selahach, Vayizoivu Mayim. Lema'an Poiket B'mei Merivas Mayim. So the Shaila is, these two piyutim, Ala Selahach, Vayetzu Mayim, is going for the first time, or it goes to our parsha? Pashas is going in our parsha because in the first time it's called Tzul. Here it says Sela. So the shaila is, that was a chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to mention, ba'avur ha'yaltim namayim, ala sela hach v'yeitzu mayim. There's a song, don't know if you know it, all the people know it, a lot of people should know it. Ala sela hach v'yeitzu mayim, you know the old song we sang? You don't know the song? So how the song goes. Ala sela hach hach. Hach hach is the second time. First time Moshe hit one time. Second time he hit twice. So the song for sure learns pshat in the piyut that is going on the second time. Ala sela hach hach, ala sela hach hach, v'yetzu mayim rabbi. Right? If the piyut is going on the first time, then Moshe hit once. They will not say ala sela hach hach. What? Don't say mayim rabbi in the song?
Mayim.
Say, but hach hach. I think maybe there's radio vision, they say my God. Love the yeah. So the shaila is, why? So, I think of Shrab has a hesbo, but I heard once that Lemaise, Moshe did not do what he had to do. But even so, Hashem gave us the water. We're asking in Tfilas Gesher, Hashem, even if we don't deserve it, but give us the rain. We're mentioning Moshe didn't do what he had to do. But Hashem didn't stand on the side and say, no, so if Moshe is not doing it. So, when we say in the Ishaimis, we're especially mentioning the time that Hashem listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, even when he did not have to listen. And even so, it came out. That is the godless of mentioning Ala Selahach. We're especially mentioning the place that Hashem gave him without it. The Mefoshim have a Ore. וישמע הכנעני מלך הרוד יושב הנגב כי בו ישראל דרך האסורים וילוחם בישראל וישב ממנו שם וידר ישראל נדר להשם ויאמר אם נוסו אם תיתן אסורם הזה ביודי והחרמתי אסוריהם וישמע השם בכל ישראל ויתן אסכנעני. So I want you to know the Gemara in Eiruvin. The Gemara in Eiruvin says Haroitze sheiskaimu nichse hager biyodei. A guy went and he was zeichen a lot of money. Yikach bohem sefotei. Haroitze sheiskaim yirusha sol, yikach bohem sefotei. Shenema. Vayidor yisrael nedar la'ashem vayoyma im noten es ha'am hazeh biyodei ve'echramti esoreyem. The Gemara says in Eiruvin a limud from this parsha. Klal Yisrael are fighting. Remember, they have Moshe Rabbeinu. They have Hashem. They have Anonim. And there's a war. You want to be successful, make an adovah to Hashem. Mikan the Gemara darshins. When you have it in life, a lot of people, a lot of times, speaking on not the lower guys, not the Spitz. Medium choshev average people that give maaser k'mo shetzorich and give tzedakah k'mo shetzorich and everything they have a V. Perfect. And maybe they're not maimis. Maybe they're not maimis atzmo. Maybe they're not maimis atzmo. But chutz from that, they're good. And something happens in their house. Someone is sick. They say, I give tzedakah. I give everything. It's time I have to say now that if I will give $100,000. Why? Zog the Gemara, Klal Yisrael have a matzah of milchama. Vayidar Yisrael neder la'ashem. And that's that. They're sitting with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Hashem is with them. It's not like, you know, a guy doesn't know who I am. Hashem is with them. Moshe is with them. Hashem promised them we're going to Midbar. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Something is going wrong and you need tzchusim. You neider to Hashem. Even when you know that you're right, and it's Moshe that is following you. As I said, as push the people that every minute, I mean, it goes with them together. These people don't need the shmuz. And there's people that attack you, don't do good things, so Chochmah is bad, they know to do good. The Gemara says, no. You're good, everything is good. What is the case? Zochu benichse again. Nothing happened, you went in the street, the guy was a huge gvir, he was a ger, he died, he got billions. He wanted to stay? Sure. You need siyata d'shmai. Every time when a person needs siyata d'shmai, not only when he has tzoras, even when he wins something, you wanted to stay, v'yidor Yisrael neder l'Hashem. Be'ez Hashem, we will have siyata d'shmai.